don't get too wrapped up with the 7-day cycle. Just because we have a calendar that says Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and yes, there are 7 days in a week, doesn't mean your training has to map exactly to that week. So for example, the content, the programs inside Swolenormous X, they're usually numbered. They're not listed as a Monday or a Wednesday, because it doesn't matter what fucking day you do your workouts. It matters that you did your workouts. The sun just rose up. Humans created this Monday, Tuesday, 7-week bullshit. So just reflecting a little bit, of course, any program has to have a structure, but of course, let's say you're super sore and one day in between heavier resistance training is not sufficient, then you take another and then you continue. You see, your life is linear. It's not like you're going to pause the clock or go back in time or lose progress. You need to make sure that you are in the best possible situation and condition in order to execute your next workout. This is why consistency means training every day. That's why the seven pillars are every fucking day. The seven pillars mean that you are doing each one of those on a daily basis. Doesn't mean your training is always max out. Doesn't mean your training is always heavy resistance. So you train every day. Sometimes it might just be some Swolga. Sometimes it might be a swollen seven. Sometimes it might be a little meditation. That's your training for the day. So be it. Cold plunge, sauna, all those things. Does it matter if you take another day and you do your workout, your next subsequent workout the day after? Does it matter if it's cycling through again, repeating in a 7-day cycle? I just think so many times people adjust their workouts and they either put off certain workouts or certain training styles, or they overload themselves improperly within a 7-day cycle. In other words, you're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole or vice versa. Like, it's not going to fit no matter how you adjust it. So what's the difference if you expand that? Maybe your cycle repeats every 9 days or 11 days. Doesn't mean you're not doing resistance training, let's say every other day. It just means that maybe your cycle, your full cycle, repeats in 11-day fashion. It doesn't mean that each body part only gets worked once in those 11 days. You understand what I'm saying? Maybe you have a chest, biceps, and calves day, and then maybe you have another day that's chest and back within that cycle. It doesn't mean that you only work one body part within that cycle. So keep that in mind when you're adjusting your training, because I love doing steel club and mace and kettlebell, and I love doing barbell and dumbbell. You can't do everything in one workout. You can't do it all. You can't do every exercise. You can't do it all in one workout. So it's important to make sure that you are adjusting your frequency and your volume, and you're distributing that over a linear term. In other words, you're training each body part frequently enough to stimulate your results, but also not in the volume that's going to negatively affect your recovery for that next workout. So keep that in mind. You don't have to restrict yourself to that 7-day cycle just because the calendar is so.